James Madison University's West Campus was still and empty as seniors Chris Handwerk and Sabrina Ruiz threw out non-essentials as they bid an early farewell to their dorms for the semester. Both are resident advisors at JMU and had the option to stay on campus, but Handwerk said that would mean limited access to food.
Dining halls are closing, so why would you, stay? It's not much of a kitchen in the dorms, so can't really cook a whole lot.
JMU announced on March 18th that the university would close for the rest of the semester, mandating that all students living on campus had to leave their dorms by Sunday, March 29th. All on-campus events through May 15th were called off, and the spring commencement was postponed indefinitely. For Ruiz, there was a lost sense of closure having to leave JMU early in her final semester.
So I was away for spring break in Jamaica, and then coming back and knowing that school was canceled and put online, all my friends that I've made here since freshman year and that live out of state, I never got to see and I never got to say bye to them or anything, so for me that was probably like the hardest part.
All classes met online for the first time last week. For Harrison Riley, a junior chemistry major who had to move back to his home in Richmond, it was a rocky start.
As soon as classes started, it was a nice kick in the gut, I think, because everything didn't translate so well to online.
He said that could present some challenges for his major and other more hands-on programs, such as art, if classes continue online into next semester.
Some of them are much better suited to be within the classroom, so I'll have to keep that in mind when I'm picking my courses for next semester.
With less than half the semester to go, JMU has offered refunds for all housing and unused dining plans for students who had to leave campus. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Pym.